When children think about what they want to be when they grow up, many things would top the list above teacher, but there are exceptions. Ronalda Cariente Brown says teaching can be really appealing to those who had good early experiences in education.
I would venture to guess that if you asked anyone about their experiences in education, who was your favorite teacher, you would have an answer. As well as if you had to ask who was your least favorite, you would have an answer. Everyone has that experience.
Cariente Brown is the director of Preparing Indigenous Teachers and Administrators for Alaska Schools, or PTAS. It's part scholarship program, part support network for helping Native students find success training for a challenging career.
Oftentimes, if they're coming in particular from a rural area, they're feeling the heartstrings to be home. Life goes on, and the challenge of dealing with tremendous loss and grief while they're a student and having to carry on. And I've seen students step away for a year to get their footing and return back. So there's just a lot of different pathways that are unique to any individual.
PTAS is funded by the U.S. Department of Education, but it's a competitive program. Cariente Brown says she accepts about 10 students a year. Applicants have to have been in college for at least 2 years with a 3.0 minimum grade point average. Education majors, though, can enroll as freshmen. Some of her students are already in graduate school. Cariente Brown says she's seen a dramatic shift toward acceptance of cultural traditions since when her mother was in school. Students no longer have to leave their cultural identities at the door.
And our work really today is about helping restore that identity. And colleges play a role in that as well. If you look at some of the programming that's available today, you have Native languages being taught in higher education, which is very different than washing it out of an individual.
Cariente Brown was an assistant principal and later principal of Juneau's Alternative High School. Her transition to administration came after earning a master's degree at Stanford. At Tlingit, she says she often encountered Native students who couldn't quite wrap their heads around her success. Just her presence would turn around their expectations. And low expectations, she says, were rampant in our public schools.
Probably the most criminal aspect that I saw was low expectations of Alaska Native students. And kids know it. You know, when I was worked with high school students, they would again and again share that teachers just don't care.
Cariente Brown herself could have gone down a much different path. Her generation straddles the line between cultural barriers to success and the opportunity that programs like PTAS now provide. She says her own early circumstances shaped her decision to pursue an education.
I had come from a very large family myself, and some of my older siblings became teen parents, highly intelligent, very frustrated with formal education. And I'd have to say they were probably some of my early teachers because I saw how they were struggling in making ends meet and raising families, that early responsibility. And I always tell them I took the easy way. I stayed in school.
Cariente Brown has been running PTAS since 2011. Since the program's inception 16 years ago, 271 students have received scholarships and 256 have received degrees. 50% of graduates come from rural parts of the state, and almost three-quarters are female. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.